The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on our planet.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes, we finish each other's sentences.
We do, and we have fun doing it.
And we do.
We have fun doing it.
And we have fun doing it, exactly.
So, today's episode is Live Like You Were Dying.
I love that song. You know, that song is so cool because people take life for granted. They think they're going to live forever and they don't live like this day matters or counts, like this moment matters or counts. They're worrying about what isn't and they ignore the magnificence of this moment of their lives. It is indeed a shame.
What?
That people waste the current moment of their life worrying about what isn't and complaining to themselves about what is.
Well, what's lovely about it, though, is you actually have a choice.
That's right.
And if you want to strengthen your ability to not miss those moments.
Well, you only have a choice if you know that you have a choice. Most people mechanically go to complaining and wishing things were different than they are rather than actually realizing that this moment is so perfect exactly as it is.
It is so perfect that Christina just brought us some
chamomile tea. How
awesome.
Perfect is that? Thank you, Christina.
You're welcome. You know, most people treat their life as it shows up as a intrusion or imposition.
Let's talk about listening.
Let's do that.
Because, see, most people don't listen. They think they do. They would argue with me that they're good listeners. But the truth is, to truly hear what another person has to say, you have to suspend your own internal dialogue long enough to hear what they're saying from their point of view, not saying to yourself, oh, in other words, they're saying, or not saying, I don't agree.
Or, oh, yeah, that's true. Right. We don't listen. Or, no, I do listen. Most of us are so caught up in the interior commentary in our minds that we're not actually being here.
Well, I mean, we could probably tell somebody what they said back because your mind does have a facility to like hold an imprint of what was last said long enough to parrot it back. But truly getting another person's communication is very different than just hearing it.
You know, Sean and I listen to books on audiobooks now from Audible, but it used to be at night, sometimes I would read to him and he would start to go to sleep.
I know where she's going.
And I could hear his breathing pattern change. So I'd say, are you still with me?
And I'd say, oh, yes, yes, I am.
And he could repeat back.
The last sentence.
But that doesn't mean he'd remember that portion of the book the next morning.
No, so the next morning, the next time she'd start reading from where she was, I would go, I don't remember that.
So you have that facility, but there's also the possibility
of discovering how to truly listen. And it has its benefits. You've heard of benefits? It's a real benefit because what happens is when you truly listen to hear what another person is saying from their point of view, you I should have said his or her, shouldn't I? Anyway,
it's okay.
You get pulled into the current moment of your life.
Ready to get pulled further and to actually hear.
And when you get pulled into the current moment of your life,
yes,
your life transforms.
Let's go for it.
Okay.
Let's have Claudia on. We have a guest.
Okay.
Let's listen to her.
Okay.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi, Ariel and Shia.
Hi. What can we do for you today?
Well, this is an interesting topic, and something happened just a little while ago where it threw me into thinking about, you know, what if. And what happened was that...
Slow down a little bit. You said threw you into what if?
Like, if this happens, what if that... Explain.
You know, and you said it so fast. You got to know that some people are listening all over the planet and they don't speak English as well as you. So slow it down a little, sweetheart.
Great. Thank you for reminding me. So what happened recently was that I reconnected with a man that I had seen a year ago and who I hadn't seen in a year.
So when you say seen, the first version of seen means dated?
Yes.
Someone you dated, but you have not seen that individual for a year.
Correct.
Okay.
Good. We're following.
I was on a dating site, and I'm not a member, but they still, you know, connect you with different people. And he was on that same dating site recently. And I started thinking, so do I, you know, should I connect with him? So I started asking all these questions in my mind, and about a week later, it dawned on me, if something were to happen to me tomorrow, how would I feel about not having connected with him? And then I decided to send him an email. But what got me to that were all those what if questions. You know, so what if I email him and he doesn't email me back? So what if, you know, he emails me back but he doesn't want to see me? I mean, I went through all of this in my head. But once I made the decision to go ahead and email him, everything quieted down. It was really, really interesting. So a couple of weeks ago, we actually got together and we had such a fun time. It was just very sweet. We spent a lot of time together. We talked. We went for a walk. We had dinner. It was so, so nice. And I caught myself thinking, yes, I'm in the moment. I'm enjoying this. And this is all there is right now. And it was so nice to be able to do that and not, you know, go into my usual dialogue, which is worry, you know, are we going to see each other again? Does he like me? Does, you know, any of that? And,
you know, can I stop you for a second, Claudia?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I'm really liking what you're saying about how you used to have this internal commentary about where is this going? Does he like me? Will we see each other again? Or even before you get together, what if he doesn't email back? In the live like you are dying paradigm, it's really about following your truth in your heart rather than worrying about the outcome. That if you have something to express, express it. And he may not email you back. He may not want to have another date. You may not want to have another date. But it's about giving yourself license or the freedom to be yourself.
Yes, that is amazing, and that's how I felt after all those thoughts went through my head. I just stopped, and I was in that moment thinking, I'm just going to do this, not out of fear, because you know I took horseback riding lessons last year, and it was the same kind of feeling like, am I going to fall off the horse? You know, I did all of that stuff in my head. But then once I took the lessons and got on the horse, it was lovely. And it was amazing just being a part of that animal and just connecting with it. And so I almost equate the two because it's the same thought process that I went through, but then it just stopped. And just loving being where I am, it's so amazing and so wonderful.
Well, if you recognize that thought process, then you can skip it.
Good idea. I like that. I can skip it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, if you have a repetitive thought process that is between when you want to do something or plan to do something and when you actually are doing it, then just you can do something else in between there rather than listen to those thoughts.
Just notice that you have them.
I like that. I like that. That puts a whole different spin on living your life like you were dying. It's phenomenal.
Well, if you had a...
Well, you know, somehow I'm taken by what you're saying. See, when I hear that song, Live Your Life Like You're Dying, most of us are so driven to get to where we think we ought to be that we don't take the time to live now. So I don't see it so much in getting lost in questions, should I, shouldn't I? I see it more in a, what do I want right now? What is my heart's desire right now?
You know, and our friend Terry Junta discovered she had a brain tumor, and her life ended within 9 months. It was a very fast demise. And during that time frame, she still continued to do activities she's enjoyed. And one of the activities she enjoyed was a book club she was a part of. And part of what she enjoyed was trying different restaurants as much as the books and getting together and having a community of people to talk with. In 1 month, there was a book that everybody actually in the book club hated, but they got it because they thought it was going to be good for them. But it was dry and hard to get through, according to the book club members that I met at Terry's wake. And they said it was the most amazing thing. She came in and everybody was speaking about their take on the book and how difficult it was and how dry and how hard to get through. And when it got to her turn, she said, I have brain cancer. I'm dying. I didn't read it. I'm not doing anything I don't enjoy doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is wow.
But I'm not going to waste what time I have reading something I dislike.
All we have is a limited time on this planet. So time is really all you've got. How you use your time here is up to you. You can use it to complain that things aren't the way you'd like, or you can use it as though it's an exciting adventure to walk outside your door into your life, or stay inside your house in your life, or watch television. Whatever you're doing, if you're there doing it, it's an exciting adventure.
I had a moment at a Monday Night Alive recently, right before it started, that was just profound. I was sitting with Shia, and we were meeting with the people who were setting up the room, and we were talking about who was going to do what and how they were doing, what was happening in their lives. And I happened to glance over, and we have a new teapot that they were making us hot water for the tea. And the teapot was steaming. And I saw the steam rise, and it was just this profound moment. It didn't mean anything. It wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't adding to, you know, it wasn't trying to forward any agenda. It was just steam. And I believe that most of us have so much forward momentum in our lives that we don't actually see something like steam.
Or we see it and disregard it as unimportant.
Wow. That is so neat. I wanted to tell you just a little bit about Terry, because I saw her before she passed, and she was making eggs with kale, and she was eating them,
she was making what?
I'm sorry?
We couldn't understand what you said. She was making what with kale?
She was eggs, fried eggs and kale.
We still didn't understand you.
Oh, eggs. Eggs as in eggs. Chicken
eggs. Like
oh, eggs. Ah, eggs like.
So here's
berries.
The thing. Yes. I don't have a problem with you telling your story.
But I do in a way, because you see, this is not about remembering Terry's dying. This is more about
remembering you're to live.
That's right.
Yes.
And you get lost in realizations.
Or in side moments or
the past.
And how I can tell that this was a little off base is you weren't communicating with the intention that we would all understand it. It was you reminiscing with you.
Right.
We could not follow
you. We had to ask you three times what you said. We could not understand the word eggs. I heard kale.
I know egg. I know what an egg is.
But I couldn't understand it because you were rushing through it to get to the important part. And I say you rush through your life to get to the important part and you miss your life.
And
all of you.
On that note, we are going to
take
go to the important part.
The break.
And that's important because that's what's happening now. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So, if you like,
come on back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here. We have a few things to tell you about.
First of all, wherever you're listening to us from, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for being our listeners.
We appreciate your spending your time with us.
Yes, and making the investment in yourself and in being here. If you're in the New York City area, our next Monday Night Alive is on August 22nd. That's coming up next Monday.
If you'd like to be in the New York City area, come to Practical Enlightenment September 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
We're going to have a lot of fun there.
We are. It's going to be great.
Excellent.
And you know how I know? Because this moment is great.
That's
and
right.
It's an extension of how we live. So it will be great. I can guarantee it. Hamburg, Germany is where we're going to be at the beginning of October for Thursday, the Freedom to Breathe, and a life full of joy. Every moment counts.
So that would be October 6th is the Thursday, 7th, 8th, and 9th is Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
Now, if you're listening to the show from archives,
don't come.
Go see whatever is current for you. Just go to transformationmadeeasy.com and you can go look on our seminar link.
And people come to these seminars from all over the world. So it doesn't matter how far away you are. If you have a desire to learn to access and live in the current moment of your life rather than worry about things you can't do anything about, then these seminars are for you. And it's a short hop across the ocean or across the country or across the street.
World, yeah. By the way, if you want to add a video component, you can get our newsletter. We have a video of the month. We have an article of the month. If you want a taste of our Excellence Club, we've put together a thing called the Taste of Excellence. And you go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com/Taste of Excellence, and you can have videos of us working with people, audios, some question and answers, and special articles. So you get a taste of what comes to you in our newsletter. And again, thanks for listening. Shall we go back to Miss Claudia?
Yes.
You with us, Claudia?
I'm here.
Excellent.
I just want to say thank you for reminding me not to rush, because I'm in the moment and then I tend to take off, and so that was brilliant. Thank you so
but,
much.
You know, and, you're welcome. You're welcome. But when you say I'm in the moment and then I rush off,
you
may think you're in the moment, and you may not be. If you're rushing off, if rushing off happens, you're less in the moment than you think you are.
Well, here's the thing. I don't actually think about being in the moment.
Neither do I.
If I'm thinking I'm in the moment, I have to be out because I'm talking to myself.
That's right.
Oh, good. Okay.
Food for thought,
that's really great.
Don't think about that.
But don't think about it.
We have another couple, a few calls, three people hanging on. So thanks for calling, Claudia.
Thank you. That was amazing.
Excellent. Let's take Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Ariel and Shia.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from today?
I am calling in from Chicago, Illinois. I'm actually in the showroom that I work for, Christopher Peacock, and I am sitting in one of our displays.
You're sitting in a display. How cool is
that?
That's
cool. You know, the other day we were flying back from Vancouver, British Columbia, and we flew right over Chicago. I thought about you.
We were waving. Did you see it?
Yeah, I was waving from 37,000 feet.
I felt it. I felt that.
Oh, good. Good.
What can we do for you?
I just want to say it's so nice to listen to you guys and to hear your voices and to hear you talk to Claudia and to hear Claudia. I haven't been out for a seminar. I do come to attend your seminars, and I haven't been for one in a while. And it just every time I listen to you, it reminds me of how important this is to my life to be a part of the community that we've created. And it feels so nice.
You know, you could have stopped with the word "be." You know, you say how important it is to be a part of this community, but you could have stopped with the word "be" because that's what is important. Being where you are is what's important. So if you're living like you're dying, you're living like this moment matters. And it's easy to disregard where you are and how you are for some goal or idea you have about what's going to be better someday.
Or to spend what moments you have working on the things that you regret, which you think you should have done better. But if you look at the three principles of instantaneous transformation, if we start with the second one, you can only be exactly as you are in this moment.
Exactly. As you are, where you are, how you are.
You have to be sitting in that display right now. You can't actually be here in our office with us because you're not. And it, when you get that, you can only be where you are and how you are in any given moment.
And if you choose to be where you are and how you are, life becomes magical. If you complain to yourself that things ought to be different, that your preferences aren't being met,
first principle,
then you will be miserable. It's inevitable, because you will undermine your own sense of satisfaction by complaining to yourself that this isn't it. But the truth is, this is it.
But if you see yourself complaining and you don't judge yourself for doing that, bam,
bam,
bam, you're
bam.
Back in the moment.
That is so great. Because I realized just from listening to the show, and I didn't realize it in my day-to-day life, of how much I get ahead of myself or how much forward thinking that I have. You know, what if situations, the same thing, or worrying about how something's going to turn out, and I completely miss who I'm with or where I am. And it's so cool to just be able to stop and be.
Yeah, that is cool. And by the way, when you say that you get lost in what if, that's normal. Mm-hmm. You are normal. That is what the mind's job is. The mind is trying to give you what-if situations so that it can ensure your survival. It doesn't really care if you're happy or not. It only wants
really
to have you survive.
Your happiness is a very little matter to your mind, because the mind is only interested in its own survival.
Which is why people often fight. If they want to, they're determined to be right, they'd rather sacrifice happiness with, say, their boyfriend or girlfriend or spouse or whomever, so that their perspective can survive. But I'll tell you something, if you knew that this was it, if this is the end, you probably wouldn't hang on to those petty fights.
Well, I love that line in the Tim McGraw song where
he says, and I love deeper.
I gave forgiveness I've been denying. You know? Holding on to grudges, man, what a waste of your life.
Yeah. But wow, I mean, when you say that too, though, I realize how much my mind wants to be right, because I do bring up, like, I have this fight in me that wants to fight with Chris, my partner, and you know, he doesn't have it as much. Like, and I'll realize, like, I want to start a fight.
You have it in equal portions. Hey, you have it in equal portions. If he didn't have it, you wouldn't have picked him.
Okay.
Yes, you see that?
Yep. Okay.
Guy who wouldn't fight with you.
What good is he?
That's right.
Point.
You need somebody who will stand up to you.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I actually try. Think the main person you fight with
is you.
Yourself. And then, of course, you just...
Anybody around you.
Yeah.
Who reminds you of you.
That I'm so a lot of
happy
fun.
You called in today.
Yeah.
Did you have a
specific question?
A question?
My question was basically, you know, I love the concept of living like you were dying, and I always found it difficult to actually do that. But with
I want to go back to something that Claudia was talking about, because I think she touched on it. Okay. When we have the illusion of continuity, as in we're going to be here tomorrow and we're going to be here next year and the year after, there's the possibility that grows where you have this extra layer between you and the world where you want to look good. You don't want to look stupid. You want to get somewhere. You don't want to sacrifice your agendas. So all it is, if you're lost in that whatever, how will I look, all that's telling you is that you're not fully engaged. Because when you're really engaged, and I'm sure you know this, when you're really engaged, whether it's at work or in a sport or making love or preparing a meal, when you're really there while you're in it, you're not talking to yourself about how you're doing, how it's looking, how you look, what the outcome will be. You're just engaged in the activity.
Yeah.
So the what if or how will I look is not a problem. It's not like, oh, God, I've got this bad problem. It's just an indicator that you're not fully up to speed.
Or you're not fully engaged in that moment. Because if you have your attention on yourself, you're not fully engaged. Unless you're fully engaged in having your attention on yourself, of course. And that's true for a lot of people.
Yeah. I've had those moments. So just a great way, I mean, I know you guys have talked about this before, but listening, it could be a way to bring myself back in those moments.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course. Or just get engaged in what's happening around you. You just look around and suddenly you're back.
You know, there's always,
yeah,
if you look around, very likely anyway, something incomplete in your environment to attend to, or somebody there to listen to, or something to be said, or, you know, just to be enjoyed.
Great.
Hey.
Thank you for calling in today.
Really lovely chatting with you.
Yes.
We have a couple.
It was lovely to chat with both of you, too. Thank you.
You're so welcome. We'll speak to you soon. We'll see you soon.
Yes, I will see you soon.
Excellent.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
She's coming to the next one.
Thank you.
Yes.
Excellent. All righty. I know we just have a couple minutes on this segment.
Almost three, though.
We have enough time to get started with Colleen.
Hi, guys.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
So are you in New Jersey or Manhattan?
I'm in New Jersey.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's just great to be on it and to be listening to you guys.
Excellent. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a question. I'm a big planner, and I love to make plans. And I make budgets for my income. I make plans for travel or, you know, things I want to do. And what seems to be a tag along with that is worry. I worry, you know, how things are going to turn out, or, you know, and so I'm wondering, my question is how do I make plans and live like I'm dying at the same time?
That's pretty simple. I'll tell you. So I hope you have another question after the break. But how you do it is by not expecting that you will get to that moment in time. And I'll give you an example. I know you've come with us to Costa Rica for our immersion courses in instantaneous transformation multiple years. Mm-hmm. And so when you get there, the course officially starts for you. But there's a whole lot of planning involved on our part before we get there.
It doesn't mean we're not living as though this is our last moment.
So I'm assuming we're going to go to Costa Rica in 2017. We have a lot of people counting on us. That's our expectation. But I don't think life is going to get better when I get there. It's just going to be the next moment of now. So I don't expect that if I'm making plans today or calling the facility or answering an email from one of the participants today, that that is just an annoyance on my way to being there in January. That's my moment. That's not any less than when I'm sitting in the course room or I'm riding in the rodeo or eating that amazing food or sitting in the waterfall or swimming or in the river. Or it's not better. It's just the next moment.
And with that, we are going to a break.
So can you come back with us after the break?
Yes.
We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at VoiceAmericaTRN.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
Hey, you can find us on Facebook at Transformation Made Easy. Our social media person, Leah, does an amazing job with images, mostly pictures that I have taken. And it's so much fun. It's visually exciting. So you can join us there. And I think that's all the announcements. Oh, I know, Practical Enlightenment. If you haven't read that book or listened to it yet, it is great. It's in English, it's in Spanish, it's in German, and we have the audiobook in English.
Now, didn't it win the Mom's Choice Book Awards?
Mom's Choice. It's New York Book Awards.
Oh, yeah.
Great Northwest Book Awards.
Got gold medals in all of those.
Yeah, so it is a gold medal winner.
Yes.
So we highly recommend
it. We are Olympians.
There you go. Hey, Colleen.
Yeah.
You with us?
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to go back a moment to this planning thing. You said you're a big planner, but you worry.
And well, worry comes along with it.
Well, worry comes along everywhere with you.
That's right. You grew up in worry. Everybody you knew worried.
Yeah.
You were imprinted with worry as a child. See, we learn how to live in this world from the people we grew up around. We didn't come into this world knowing anything, really, except we had a cellular memory that is, you can get in touch with it. And it's been around since the beginning of life on the planet. It's like your inner being kind of thing. You know things that you don't know you know, you know, not logically at least. It reminds me of when we used to have a boat on the ocean, and sometimes we'd be in the fog out on the ocean, and we'd see seabirds flying out to sea. So we'd follow them with our boat, and they'd go many miles, and we'd come upon fish feeding out there. Somehow these birds knew what was happening miles away. They didn't have radar. They didn't have telephone. They didn't have internet. They just knew. Well, maybe you have an inner knowing that exists in you that you get in touch with when you get outside of your organized thought process that worries about everything.
Uh-huh. And if you're worrying, much like what we said to Katie, it's just telling you you're not fully engaged. The other thing is you like planning. And there's no reason why the planning itself can't be as much fun as the trip. There's nothing wrong with that. You're allowed to be geeky. Celebrate your inner geek.
Okay.
Celebrate your uniqueness.
You know, it's funny. I know you heard it because this segment, this show is being pre-recorded because we're out of town when it airs. And we were speaking with our tech, sound engineer on the break, Aaron, and he sends us texts. And we were playing with the color. What color did we want the text for him to send us? And we settled on a really pretty pink color. Does it matter? No. Does it matter? Absolutely. Because it pleases us. There is nothing wrong with living your life right now to please you and at the same time get your work done when you're working and get your playing done when you're playing.
I love that. That's great.
You know, at this point, for you, I'm not speaking to everybody, but at this point for you, Colleen, you are capable of dropping worry.
Yeah, for you, worry is an indulgence.
It is. Mm. So if you're doing it, it's buying you something.
If you're doing it, stop.
Yeah, why not?
As soon as you become aware of it, just stop.
Because you're capable of doing that. Not everybody is, but you are. So you may as well play with that and see what happens. The next time we see you, let us know how it goes.
Oh, great. Okay. Cool.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. We have another caller.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's take David.
David.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm very well. Thank you for allowing me to actually come on. It's my first time on.
Yes.
I really, really like the theme. Live Like You Were Dying. It's one of my favorite songs. I listen to it almost every day.
Yeah, it's a sweet song, right?
Mm. It is. It is.
For those of you who have not heard it, it's a country western song. Tim McGraw sings it, and it's just lovely. That on the description of the show, we have some of the lyrics, but if you want to hear it, you can go up on search for it, or you can listen to it on iTunes. What can we do for you?
Well, I actually have a question that comes straight out of the song, because I find that I realize I do not panic, and it's becoming a concern as I lurch from one crisis to another. I really want to get into living as if I was dying. I want to take action now as if there was no tomorrow. But I tend to put decisions off. And wait until my back is not against the wall, but through the wall.
So I'm not quite tracking with you.
So I guess I got a little lost when you said you don't panic. Do you think that being direct and acting on things as they come up rather than procrastinating is a form of panic?
It's a form of action. I don't, yes, I do believe it's a panic.
To
act directly.
No, I couldn't disagree with you more, because, I mean, I've discovered that I used to panic when I was a younger man, and before I had the experience of falling into current time, because I would worry about what wasn't done yet. But since I've been living my life this way, I no longer panic no matter what happens.
It's not about worrying about what is the right move or how it will look or whether or not we want to or what is the timing or whether we should. It's really about
looking and seeing what's wanted and needed and doing it in that moment.
You're relatively new to
our
transformation
work.
And our work. And something that we haven't talked about a lot recently, David, and you may not have heard from us about, I know it's in our books and you may have read it in our books, but one of the challenges that a lot of people have is that in growing up, you go through a stage where you identify your individuality in opposition to what is requested.
In other words, to authority, authority figures, the status quo, our parents.
We sometimes call it, don't tell me what to do. But one of the things that happens is you become the authority figure inside your head. So if you say, I need to handle this project, some part of you rebels because it does not want to be dictated to or told what to do. It thinks it makes itself an individual. And
that is such a wonderful description of me.
Yes.
Well, but you're normal, my man. You know, look, it's a normal description of most people. It's not like there's some defect in that. That's normal. But there's the possibility, David, of living your life as though your choices are yours, not in opposition, not in resistance to somebody else's request. But if the request is made and you do it like it's your idea, you're living your life like you're dying. When your choice to do what you're doing is a yes, when you have dishes to wash, for instance, and you just go and do them, that's living like you're dying. It isn't, oh, I'm dying, so I won't do the dishes.
You know, what you're in the midst of meeting now, which is perfect timing, is the automatic no
that lives within you.
And that is certainly something that most people go through if they get interested in looking at their lives and looking at the possibility of what's possible for themselves. So if we talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation for a moment, the first thing is anything you resist persists, it grows stronger, it dominates your life. So if you start seeing that life requests something of you and you put it off, that really is that automatic no. And it's perfect. That's the second principle. You've been a perfect David, perfectly going about your life the way you have.
Exactly, and only as you could have. See, we have the mistaken idea that we could have done things differently in our past. If you look, when I snap my fingers, you can't be different than you were the moment my fingers snapped. Not if you tell the truth. Well, you couldn't have been different in any previous moment of your life. It only could have happened the way it has. Yet I know, if you're normal, and I believe you are, that you hold resentments and regrets as though things should have been done differently.
That's very true, because one of the few lines I remember very clearly in the song, Live Like You Were Dying, is, and I look good long, and I took a long, good, long, hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all over again.
Yeah, well, but you can't do it all over again. And trying to waste the uniqueness of this moment. See, this moment, each moment is uniquely itself if you're here for it.
Yes.
You know, it's never too late to be you as long as you have breath in your body.
Right. You, not you in opposition to something or somebody else.
That is such a neat observation. Because I believe, that I tend to be someone else most of the time.
You tend to be someone else most of the time?
No, you tend to be you, doing you the way you've been doing you.
Yes.
And maybe it's in resistance to someone else.
Well, a lot of us, as we grew up, learned to hide or be a chameleon, as in be one way in one social group and be another way in another social group. And I remember when I met Shia, even prior to him having that transformative moment of falling into the moment and then it subsequently happening for me as well, one of the things that really mystified me about him was that he was the same with me one-on-one personally. He'd be the same with you. He'd be the same in front of groups. He wasn't trying to be a different person in different situations. He was just being himself, and he was appropriate in all of them. And I had no clue how to access that for myself. But I did know that I wanted it. And so having an interest in how that's possible for me brought to focus or brought up all the ways I was morphing into something different to fit or to blend or to be liked. And third principle, anything you see with awareness or you bring to light without judging completes itself. And then you have more of you available. You are fully here and free as opposed to locked in that no, don't tell me what to do. And the other thing is, even if you do things with your back through the wall, which is a little dramatic, but we'll let it pass, you've been very successful including that. So you may as well not make that wrong and allow yourself whatever else is possible.
Thank you for that. It's that is so refreshing. So to me, it's an eye-opener. And that's why I want to continue to come to your courses and your classes, because it feels as if that is what I've been looking for.
I have a prediction, and we have about a minute left in the show, but I have a prediction things are going to get a little difficult for you soon, and I'll tell you why. Because people are really starting to fall in love with you.
And that is so outside your reality that people could love you as deeply as they do, that it's going to make things difficult.
Because it's hard to maintain one story about oneself and register how deeply people care
about you.
So enjoy the ride. And I hope you go more than 3.7 seconds
on a bull named Fu Manchu.
To quote a lyric from that song.
Hey.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, we have to go shortly. David, we super, super appreciate you calling in. Lovely having you.
Yes.
Next week's show is Practical Enlightenment in the 21st Century. So we'll be here. So
come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.